here with Craigan Lum of the band Prototype, also plays in the band Heathen and in Psychosis. Craigan, let's start it off. Why don't you give everybody a little bit of an update on all the bands that you're in, and obviously you got the new Prototype release coming out, but you know, just give all the listeners an update of all three bands, and I guess let's just start there.
Okay, well, you know, we just released the new Prototype album, Catalyst. That came out on September 11th, and, you know, we've been doing interviews and press and all that kind of stuff, and also we've been rehearsing for the first time in a long time, just getting together, relearning our old stuff and learning to play the new stuff again as a group. You know how it goes when you're recording, you work on the stuff, and then everybody does their individual recording stuff forever and ever, and then and then the mixing and all that stuff, and it's quite a while before you get back and play together. But we did that, put the new album out, and then just this past month, we released a collection of all of our official demos called Retrospect, and that's basically has everything from our first demo, Seed, 1994, all the way up until our 2008 demo, which was four songs that ended up being recorded for the new album. So so that's what's going on with Prototype. Psychosis, we just finished up our new EP called By Our Hand. It's five songs, and we recorded it, and Vince mixed it in our own studio, and it came out really good. The artwork was done by Travis Smith. He's just working on the layout for the CD for us right now, and we're hoping to have that out either later this month or early next month in CD form. And it really, we're really proud of it, so hopefully people will go and check that out. And then Heathen, we're just working on new material for the next album. We've signed with Nuclear Blast earlier this year, and you know, so we're just writing for the for that release. We're hoping to get into the studio, you know, at some point in the first quarter of next year or whatever, to start recording it. But you know, we, as things go, people that know Heathen, it takes a while to get all the songs together. And I guess, you know, Lee is a perfectionist, and I am too. I've already demoed about five or six songs and sent them off to the guys, and Lee's working on a bunch of stuff. So, you know, we've got a lot of new material, and we're going to hopefully record that and get it out next year.
Well, the first thing I have to tell you, because obviously what's staying the subject of the new album, Catalyst by Prototype, and when I first put it in, and I heard the first three songs grabbed me right away. In fact, you know, when an album grabs you right away, the first three songs grab you. I mean, you go back and listen to it on repeat a few times, but you know, I noticed a huge jump from Continuum to Catalyst. I mean, a huge jump not only in the production department, well, maybe not in the production department, but you know, in the songwriting department, let's put it that way. A huge jump in the songwriting. I think the songwriting is so much better on this record. And, you know, talk about your approach to this album. You know, why do you think the songwriting has gotten much better on this album?
Okay. Well, we actually have been working on some of this material for years. When we put out our first album in 2001, I told you earlier, we had about two albums worth of material. And there were actually about, I think, three or four songs on Trinity, our first album, that were newer than some of the stuff that ended up being on our second album. There was a period for a long time where we didn't have a drummer, and Vince and Kirk and I wanted to do something. And we had drum tracks from 1997, album recording that we started working on, and you know, due to technical issues, we had to abandon the project. But you know, with modern technology, we were able to overcome those issues and put together a record. But some of this material that we've been working on, that appeared on the new album, Catalyst, we've actually been working on for, God, like almost 10 years, some of it. I mean, there's some songs, like My Own Deception that we actually started writing in 2003. So, you know, we've been sort of demoing these songs and working on them, for quite a while. And really taking our time to make sure that they were what we wanted to, you know, how we wanted the band to be represented. I think in terms of songwriting, this album is probably closer to the songwriting style from Trinity. There's a lot of parallels in terms of songs from Trinity that you can compare to Catalyst. In terms of, you know, how they're structured and stuff like that. And then also just the approach that we took with, you know, there are some sort of instrumental interludes that go with songs and stuff that we had done before, but I think we did a little bit better job with it this time in terms of kind of constructing a song. So, you know, we're really proud of the album. It took a long time to make. There were a lot of like personal struggles, even within the band, trying to make this. It was a frustrating thing because I think we knew that we had something really special and we were probably all holding on to it, a little too tightly. But you know, we're really proud of it. It's a concept album. Hopefully people that buy it and check it out. We'll be able to buy it in a physical format of CD so that you can get the booklet and see the artwork and read the lyrics and all of that. It's a cool presentation. Again, we worked with Travis Smith on the artwork for Catalyst, and, you know, he did a really great job of kind of visualizing the story that Vince put together for the album.
Yeah, I hear you there. I've been there. I'm doing the same thing with, obviously, the band that I'm in because of it taking a long time and having songs and stuff. But anyway, you know, I want to talk a bit about Psychosis really quick. And just to give you a little bit of a refresher, and obviously the listeners that listen to my show know this, is that I really loved that EP. In fact, I was playing that EP for quite a long time. I actually played it for a couple years and quite consistently. And that EP was just something I loved. And, you know, the one thing I thought was really cool about it was, you know, I listened to Bruce Hall sing in Agent Steel before. And, you know, when he came back with you guys, I mean, his singing just evolved. And I like the style of singing so much more with you guys. And, you know, is that something that you guys wanted to change as far as the singing style goes? Maybe talk a bit about that.
Yeah, actually, we've known Bruce for, God, like a long time. Back in the 90s, when Psychosis was sort of first active, in 92, we released a CD called Life Force. That was the second Psychosis recording, but the first one with the sort of, I don't know, I guess the first real lineup, like solid lineup of the band. And back in that time period, we played a lot of shows with a band called Grinch Fist, which was Bruce's band. And the way that he sings in Psychosis is actually how he used to sing in Grinch Fist. When he took the Agent Steel singing job, vocalist job, he, you know, he sang how he, you know, how he needed to for that band. And he had done that before, you know, in the, like, 80s with other bands. He had sung that kind of high-pitched vocal style. So, you know, the stuff that you hear on the first Psychosis EP with Bruce singing, it's just called Psychosis. It came out in 2010. The stuff that you hear on that EP, the sort of, I don't know if you, what you want to call it, screaming, more aggressive kind of stuff that he does on that, mixed with, you know, sung vocals. He does that that style really well, and you know, I think fits the music really well. So on the new EP, he definitely does more of the same. It's a really cool mixture. I think he actually kind of got better at it, because when we first recorded that, the last EP, he hadn't done that stuff for a while. And I think he just got better at it. You know, we played a bunch of shows, and he just got more confident with it. There's some really cool stuff that he does. He has a very good, like, sort of range of things that he can do with his voice. And he's able to, you know, do all of that kind of stuff within the new Psychosis EP. So, you know, I think people will be pretty surprised when they hear, you know, some of the newer songs like By Our Hand and The Soon Dead, which both of which have gone over really well when we played them live. So,
you know, I know Prototype hasn't played a lot of shows lately, and you guys haven't toured or played any shows in a very long time, but, you know, with this new album and with it being as good as it is, do you maybe plan on playing a few shows here and there?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the last Prototype show was probably in 2003. We just, you know, we were without a drummer for a long time. We did some festivals and some shows in Europe in 2003, and then we also did a Prog Power USA pre-party. And, you know, for one of those shows, we had actually the current Psychosis drummer filled in for us. And on the European tour, we had our original drummer from Prototype, Damien, who played. And, you know, we were hoping to become active again, but just couldn't keep the lineup together. You know, everybody had so many different things kind of going on personally. You know, for example, I had my son living with me. He was in high school, and I was trying to help him, you know, get through all that stuff. And I was also working, in the video game industry as a producer. And, you know, there was a lot of time that needed to be spent on, you know, kind of life stuff instead of music stuff. So mm-hmm. We weren't able to really put the time and energy into rehearsing and playing and stuff like that. And when we finally did get our lineup solidified again with Pat McGrath on drums and, you know, with Kirk playing bass still, you know, we started rehearsing, but we wanted to get some new music out. So just recently we've begun rehearsing, and hopefully we will be able to put together some, you know, some shows and stuff like that. It's difficult here. The scene is weird. You know, it seems like less and less people want to go out. They want to watch their live concerts on YouTube or whatever. And, you know, they've kind of forgotten about the experience of seeing a band live and kind of almost participating in the show, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So we hope that we can, you know, we can play. We have, you know, like I said, we've been rehearsing and working on a set. So we're making some progress towards doing that.
Well, let's talk about the lineup. I know you mentioned earlier that, you know, it was very difficult for you to find a drummer for a very long time, and then you ended up getting Pat McGrath into the band, which I think obviously helped you out quite a bit. And, you know, obviously you have your bass player that's been there a while. Maybe talk a bit about your lineup and finding Pat.
Well, Kirk has been in the band since 2001. He replaced we've had several lineups of the band, but he replaced our good friend Mike Baer, who played on our Cloned EP. Kirk's been with the group for well over, you know, 10 years now. So, he never really left or anything. He did move to Ohio. You know, he's, it's been difficult to obviously to rehearse when he's so far away from Los Angeles.
Lives in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, actually he does. But the three of us, Vince and Kirk and I, spent a lot of time, working on studio kind of projects, and obviously we released the Continuum album in 2006, and we still didn't have a drummer. That's been sort of the curse for us, is just finding a drummer that is local, available, good enough to play our stuff, and wants to play our stuff, so after a long time, we finally got back in touch with Pat McGrath, who played on Trinity, and also played on one song on Continuum, and we just kind of talked to him and worked some things out, and got to work on the new album. So it's all familiar faces, and we're hoping that we can keep the lineup relatively steady and be able to, play some shows and keep working on more new stuff. I'd really like to get some more new material out before another 6-year span goes by.
Well, that's really cool, and it's great to have a guy that obviously lives in my neck of the woods, I guess. But anyway, let's get back to the Catalyst album, the Prototype Catalyst album, here for a little bit. And obviously you mentioned that this album was a concept album, and I have found the lyrics on Continuum. I found the lyrics in that album to be quite fascinating, and to me it was one of the strong points of the record. And the lyrics on this record I really like quite a bit. And so you wrote a concept album, and I'm just curious what that concept is about. Maybe give me a rough idea, give us a rough idea of what that concept was about, and tell the fans all about it.
Sure. Vince explains this much better than I do, because he's got this whole story in his head. But essentially, the story is a science fiction concept, like almost everything that we do is somewhat related to science fiction. The story is essentially that an alien race has been living sort of among humans for a long period of time, and that they feed off of the negative energy that people produce.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of their life essence or whatever. So they essentially try to keep people in misery in order to sustain their own lives. And there's you can draw parallels to everything. Vince writes his lyrics very, I don't want to say vaguely, but he leaves it open to interpretation, which is, I think, cool, because people can interpret it any way that they want to.
I do the same. I do the same thing, just so you know.
Yeah. So, but that's the basic concept. At one point, humans discover that they've sort of been deceived, or however you want to put it, and they rebel, and there's a war, battle, whatever you want to call it, that takes place, and then at the close, they come to understand that they need each other, and it's like a symbiotic relationship. So that's basically it. Like I said, Vince could explain it in far more detail. But that's the general idea of it, and we try not to get into too much of the spaceships and talking about that kind of stuff, because in songs that's very, very difficult to represent, and frankly it sounds weird. Mm-hmm. So those kind of stories and movies and everything appeal to everybody in the group, and anybody that's heard us before knows that we have a lot of songs that are about sci-fi stuff, whether it's science fiction movies or a song like Synthespian that's basically about humanoid robot people.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're just very interested in the subject matter. It's kind of cool. It's different. And it's a unique storyline, and I think people will see a lot of parallels to our current state in this, in the music and in the lyrics.
Well, one of the other things that I really like about this record, and I beat a dead horse about this on my show. Actually, I've been talking about this with many of the listeners over the last, say, month or so. But one of the other highlights, probably the biggest highlight for me, besides the songwriting being better, is Vince's vocal performance. Which, I'm a vocalist, and that's one of the things I always look for on a record. But his performance vocally, I thought, was outstanding. And when I compare it to the last album, not saying it was bad on the last album, but I think he just got a lot better. And talk about that. What was Vince's approach like in recording this record? And talk a bit about his performance on it.
Yeah, well, there were actually a couple of things. One thing, and this wasn't by design or anything, but one of the things that actually helped his vocals on this album is the tuning of the guitars. All of our other material we played on six strings, and they were all tuned to D. Mm-hmm. So we drop all the strings down a whole step. Most people think it's just drop D, but we drop all the strings down. So it's standard tuning down a whole step. And then on the new album, we actually did the whole new album with seven string guitars, and they are tuned to B flat. So it's standard tuning down a half step. And for whatever reason, the way that the songs were constructed, the keys that they were in or whatever, was sort of better suited to his range. And that made it, that made it easier for him to perform some of the stuff. Other stuff, he really just stretched himself. There's some parts where he sings higher than he ever has. There's some parts where he sings lower than he ever has. Like the song Exiled is all very, low, range. When we were recording, he wanted to kill me because I was sort of producing the vocals and recording him while he sang. And I just, I really wanted to try and help him, achieve the things that he heard and that he knew he could do. And trying to be, as much of an outside view of that as possible and give him feedback. And, like I said, he just really pushed himself. We worked to make sure that the parts that needed vibrato had vibrato, the parts that, that needed a really emotional sort of performance, to make sure that they had that, and I think that we just spent more time working on the vocals than we ever had before. There were parts in the songs where there weren't vocals, and I said, "You got to sing something here," and stuff like that. We would work on the fly like that and be creative and try different things. The demo version of one of the songs called "Cynic Dreams," the vocals are sung the same way, but they're actually off by a whole step, and he had to get used to singing them lower than what he sang on the demo, things like that. We just worked really hard on trying to make sure that every bit of the performances, all the instruments, was really the best that they could be.
Cynic Dreams.
I wanted to kill him on when we were doing the guitar solos too, because he really pushed me to get my performances the best that they could be. So
yeah, Cynic Dreams is my favorite song off the album, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, it seems like people are divided on that song. People really love it, or they don't.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that think that's the weakest song on the album. So it's weird. I think there's a little bit of everything for whatever you like. Vince did some death metal type vocals on the album. In addition to singing, we have fast songs, slow songs, progressive sounding stuff. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. It's 62 minutes worth of music. So there's something for everybody.
And that's the thing that jumped out at me, Cragen, is that, you know, I was listening to his vocal performance, and the one thing that it really jumped out at me from the first couple of tracks was that, you know, he just has such a dynamic range, and I think he blends so many different styles on this record. To me, you know, it's very impressive. That's not an easy thing to do. Most vocalists, you know, you're stuck in one style of singing, and that's really what most people are capable of. But Vince took it to another level, and to be honest, that's what really impressed me about this record.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that that was, you know, that all comes through when you listen to it, because that's exactly it. I mean, in the story, the reason why Vince has the regular song vocals and also the sort of death metal vocals is those are the two voices. So the humans have the song vocals and the aliens have the death metal vocals. On the demo versions of the songs, you know, we had an effect on them to make them sound like lower or whatever, and we just decided to not do that and then give it to Neil Kernan and see what he could do when he mixed it, and he just left them raw. Having the vocals be sort of varied and a lot of that counterpoint kind of stuff was definitely on purpose and suited to the storyline for the concept album.
Now, before I give you or ask you my next question, Craig, and let me give you a little bit of a background. And I'm going to bring up Heathen here really quick, because I really loved those first couple Heathen albums quite a bit. And I remember when they reissued the first album, I was ecstatic about it. You know, there was a reissue for the second album, Victims of Deception, which I went out and bought that. And I'll tell you what, those two records are just outstanding. So when a new album came out, Cragen, I'm going to be honest with you. I played that record. I can't even tell you. I still play it now, even to this day. It's been, wow, it came out, what, 2010? And even 2 years later, I'm still playing that record every once in a while on my show, because I think it's that strong. And I'm talking about the last Heathen album. And so, you know, when you go into that, I thought the record was great. I thought it sounded good. I thought it picked up where the second album left off. And now to get into my next question for you, what is the material shaping up like for the next Heathen album? You did mention it earlier that you guys are writing for a record, but how's the material shaping up? What's it sounding like? And how would you compare it to some of the past material Heathen's put out?
I can't give you a comparison of like Lee's stuff, because I've only heard rips from him. He hasn't like presented any full song demos yet. The riffs that he's got are killer. I think if you like the stuff that you heard on the Evolution of Chaos, it's very similar. I know that our approach this time is probably going to be a little more straightforward in terms of arrangements. I think, you know, the last album had a lot of sort of 7, 8, 12 minute, you know, 11 minute songs. And I think, we're probably going to end up having like sort of shorter, sweeter, you know, songwriting arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of riffs and all that kind of stuff, I mean, it's going to be pure, Heathen, you know, what you'd expect to hear. There's going to be, you know, I've been writing a lot of kind of a variety of stuff, but a lot of the stuff I write is I like thrash. I just like fast stuff. I like thrash, and when I write, you know, when I write for Heathen, I really work hard to make sure that it suits the band. The songs that I wrote for the last record, Controlled by Chaos, Undone, and Red Tears of Disgrace, a couple of them were kind of buried at the end of the album, but most people, you know, really like at least like Controlled by Chaos, and that song was my sort of ode to all of my favorite stuff that Heathen did, you know what I mean, and on Victims especially, because I love Victims. But also, there's some stuff that I wrote that sounds a lot like stuff that was on Breaking the Silence. So it's not that we want to, you know, we don't want to, you know, have every album come out and be like, oh God, it's the same thing. Like they hit the repeat button. Not at all. I mean, we're definitely going to have some new stuff in there, some stuff that maybe, you haven't heard the band do, or that they've done, but not, but it's done better, I guess. And then a lot of the stuff that people just expect from me, that, you know, it's going to be thrashy. It's going to sound killer. I mean, the guys have all been really happy with the songs I've sent. There's one song in particular that everybody thinks is one of the best songs that I've written for the band. So, I think it's going to be a really killer album. I hope that we can, get all the material written and really get into the studio, soon next year, because I'm already excited about getting some of these songs, recorded properly, without drum kit from hell being the drummer and me playing bass, because I'm no bass player. Mm-hmm. I definitely put a lot of work into that stuff, and I'm very aware of what people's expectations are for what they want to hear from that band. You know, we all know. We know what songs people liked the most from the last album. You know, Dying Season, Controlled by Chaos, Arrows of Agony, No Stone Unturned. All of those songs are songs that we play live. And we know that we know what the faves are. So, we're definitely heading in a direction to satisfy people, in terms of what they like.
Well, Craig, and it was great to have you on, man. It's great to have you do this interview with you, and obviously have you on the show yet again. You're always welcome anytime. And for my next question, do you have any last words for the metal fans that are going to be checking out this interview on my show?
Yeah, I just hope that people listen to it with an open mind. There's some, like I said before, there's a lot of variety on the album. We have fast songs like the song Catalyst. We have really epic songs like the song My Own Deception. There's a little bit of something for everybody. The song The Chosen One seems to be sort of the favorite, song from most people. And, we're really proud of the way the album turned out, and we're really excited just to have it out there for people to finally be able to listen to, and hopefully they dig it.